It's holding. It's holding. Amen. Still holding. Amen. I want you to turn with us to a very familiar passage of Scripture. Thank you for the offering as we turn to the 27th chapter of the book of Acts. And I want to read just a couple of passages of Scripture and give you an abbreviated version of the message I feel like the Lord would have me to preach tonight. It's often that we have to do when we spend so much time trying to sing. We have to give an abbreviated version, but we feel like the Lord wants to help us. I know the Lord wants to help us, but we feel like the Lord's going to help us. Amen. Oh, you're stepping out on a limb. No, I'm not. No, sir, I'm not stepping out on a limb. Appreciate Brother and Sister Collins, and we appreciate what the church has done for them last night. And they're deserving. They're worthy. They really are. Amen. After trying to hand it pastoring for a few years, I just can't imagine being at the same place, no matter how good it would be, for 20 years. I just can't imagine it. I can't fathom it. And knowing Brother Collins has had that evangelist blood in him, it's been a miracle to keep him here for 20 years. It's been just an absolute miracle. But we appreciate them. Acts 27 and verse 27. But when the 14th night was come, as we were driven up and down in Adria, about midnight the shipmen deemed that they drew near to some country, and sounded and found it 20 fathoms. When they had gone a little further, they sounded again and found it 15 fathoms. Then, fearing lest we should have fallen upon rocks, they cast four anchors out of the stern and wished for the day. Would you stretch your hand this way and ask the Lord to move on us? Would you pray with us one more time? Precious Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, what we feel here in this service. Feel the security in the hand of God, Lord, in this place. We ask, God, that you would move and touch us. Deliver, God, tonight. Put your hand upon us. Have mercy on this preacher in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Hallelujah. Verse number 29, I'd like to draw your attention to once again. Then, fearing lest we should have fallen upon rocks, they cast four anchors out of the stern and wished for the day. Amen. I never heard nobody preach this before, probably because I wasn't paying attention. Amen. I'm sure they have, but I want to preach tonight on, I got two titles, Brother Billy. You can put on it four anchors, or you can put on it the anchor holds, either one that you just feel led to do. Either title, four anchors or the anchor holds. Amen. Then, fearing lest we should have fallen upon rocks, they cast four anchors out of the stern and wished for the day. Amen. It's an amazing count the Holy Ghost has preserved for us. The writer being Luke has taken all this down and preserved it. In my text draws us to the place where probably many of us have been, the time period right before a wreck. Amen. That moment right before impact, right before that you're going to crash. Has anybody ever been there? And right that moment, it seems like things slow down. And when you think back on it, it seems like everything was going in slow motion. Am I preaching right? Is that the truth? Is that how it seemed to you? And the Holy Ghost has done the same thing for us in this situation. He draws us to this place right prior to them crashing upon the rocks. They are headed for a wreck. Now, a wreck's a terrible thing. Amen. It's a terrible thing during the daytime, but this wreck was at night. A wreck is a terrible thing on dry land, but this wreck was out to sea. Amen. And they were fearing lest they would crash upon the rocks, so they cast four anchors out of the stern and wished for the day. You know, I'm simply amazed how people who ought to know better, amen, people who should know better, people with experience, go ahead and do things that they know that's going to cause hurt and harm, and eventually lead them to be shipwrecked after a while. Amen. These men that were aboard this ship, particularly the captain and the master of the ship, they knew that it wasn't a good time for sailing. And if you read the 27th chapter of the book of Acts in its entirety, amen, it'll bear out what I'm telling you. It wasn't the season for sailing. The time for sailing had already passed. They could have looked at the calendar if they would have, and it would have said, don't sail. It's not time to sail. And not only this, but there was a preacher, amen, that was among the passengers by the name of Paul. And not only was the calendar saying don't sail, but the preacher was saying don't sail. Let's stay right where we're at. Let's be right here. Amen. And these experienced men, these men of the sea, these men that had braved the storms and had sailed the sea before, in spite of their experience and in spite of knowing better, amen, they launched out to sea, amen, trying to achieve their purpose to get to another harbor to where they could winter in that was more commodious to their liking, amen. But Apostle Paul was admonishing them. He was telling them, you ought not to do it. You know, just every little whim or every little goal that we set in front of us isn't always necessarily good for us. Sometimes we see the carrot. Sometimes we see the prize up ahead. Amen. Sometimes we see things dangling in front of us. Amen. That God isn't trying to put us in a place, but the devil's trying to tempt us. He's trying to tempt us out of the will of God. Amen. He's hanging things before us, trying to pull us out of His perfect will. How many's concerned about being in the will of God? Amen. Is there anybody here tonight? I sure you are. Amen. But here these men were tempted. Amen. What was they tempted by? They was tempted by a soft southerly breeze that was flowing. The sun was shining. Amen. It was a cloudless day, no doubt. The seas were calm. Amen. And these men, assuming that they had achieved their purpose, they said, let's go, boys. It's time to go. Even though their experience said it's dangerous. Even though the calendar said it's dangerous. Even though the preacher stood before them and thumped and said, don't go, brethren. This will cause much hurt and much loss. Can somebody shout amen? Amen. But you know, they went anyhow, and that's the way some folks are. I found out in trying to preach in these few years, and I'd only been preaching about 2 years when I came to the Highway of Holiness, so I don't have really many years under my belt. I didn't start as an infant like L.L. Collins did. Amen. I started as a full-grown man. I mean, physically, anyhow. And had a wife and 2 children. Amen. But I found out in my endeavors and in my efforts and in my experience, amen, that there's some people, no matter what you say, no matter what you do, they're going to go, as my mama used to say, headlong, amen, into trouble. Amen. And after a while, you're just going to, the best you can do for them, just be around to pick up the pieces after a while. Amen. And sometimes we waste a lot of times for lack of a better word. Sometimes we waste a lot of messages for the lack, again, I say, of a better word. Amen. But oh, what would we feel like as a preacher? Amen. If we didn't try to warn people. Amen. What would we feel like when they do wreck? If we didn't put some kind of effort to stop them in what they are about to do. Amen. But Apostle Paul makes his try. Amen. He shoots forth his bid in order to stop these men from going, but they go anyhow. So what do you do when folks are bent on going? What do you do when folks are bent on getting out of the will of God? Amen. Well, it's all according to who you are and what you want. Amen. And who is calling the shots in your life? Amen. Do you know that there's some trips that we take that we really don't want to be on? There's some voyages that, amen, that we have to go on. Amen. That we'd really rather be doing something else. I think about the sisters whose husbands aren't saved. I think about some of them who married them and they were saved, or supposedly were, and some were saved when they married. But when that husband or when that wife backslide, amen, that spouse goes on a journey that he really rather not be on. Can somebody shout amen? Amen. What are they going to do? Quit them? Can't do that. Huh? Amen. Can I hear an amen? There's enough of that going on right in our churches nowadays. Some right in the pulpits of some so-called holiness churches. Amen. But I believe in one wife for one husband. I believe until death do us part. How do y'all believe on that? I know how you believe. I'm just a preaching to you tonight. Amen. But what can you do? Quit? No, you've got to go on that journey with them. I think about folks. I think about poor Sister Lois. Bless her heart. Has cancer. Amen. What do? Amen. You just got to go on those journeys when the cancer comes in your life. You just got to go ahead and, so to speak, and bite the bullet and hope that God will have mercy. Amen. Amen. But if He don't, heaven will be your home after a while anyway. Amen. But what do? Give up? No, we don't give up on God, do we? But we go ahead and board the ship anyhow. We go ahead and get on board anyhow. Can somebody shout amen? I think sometimes in our church work, amen, the late Brother W.R. Gentry, amen, he told me while I was preaching revival, and he also has reflected this in his son, and his son also has told me, he said, Dad said many times, when you're pastoring a church in church work, it's up and down, the church will grow, and then folks will leave, folks will get discouraged, then a revival will come, and there'll be a little excitement, and it'll grow again, and I suppose Brother Gentry knew what he was talking about, good holiness preacher, man of God, amen, I believe he did, don't you? Amen, but what about them times when the church is dry? What about them services where it seems like that nothing's happening? What about them times when Paul Blanton comes by and sings his three songs and about kills you while he's trying to preach? Amen, and bores you to tears. What do? You're just going to leave? You're just going to quit the church? Huh? Amen, most of the time when I've heard Pastor Collins up here, man, he's had it. I mean, he's had it and then some. Amen, he's had a whole lot left over. But I suppose in his career preaching for God, there's been times when he's gotten up and things didn't go so well. And maybe he didn't say as wonderful things as he normally says. And maybe things were a little hard, a little tight. What do we do? Do we quit the church? Do we quit the ministry? Amen. Do we resign from being a member of the highway of holiness? Amen. Because sometimes we're going on voyages we really don't want to go on. Somebody shout amen. No, I'll tell you what you do. You do just what Apostle Paul did. You get on board. You take the journey anyhow. Woo! Somebody shout amen. Amen. Go ahead and go up the walk. Amen. Go up the gangplank and get on board that ship. Amen. Realizing that there's some things that God takes us in our life. Amen. We may not want to go. Amen. But he was obligated to go. Can somebody shout amen? He was obligated to go. Reason number one is because he was a prisoner. Amen. He was going to have to, for the ministry's sake, he was going to preach. Amen. In Rome, praise the Lamb of God. He was going to influence those even of the house of Caesar. Can somebody shout amen? And there would be a church born, and there would be souls that would be saved, and there would be countless stories that we've read of heroism right in the catacombs of Rome. Why? Because Apostle Paul, amen, got on board the ship that he really didn't want to get on, and he went anyhow. Amen. There's other men involved here. Amen. There's a fellow by the name of Luke. Amen. Luke here in the text, amen, is the writer in this book of Acts. Amen. And he is not a prisoner, I mean, as far as a prisoner of Rome. Amen. But he is a man who is being loyal, amen, to the preacher. And oh, what a missing quality that is. So many places today, it's you scratch my back and I'll scratch you. Or what have you done for me lately? Or what can you do for me and I'll hang with you? But here, Luke here is just being loyal to Apostle Paul. And being loyal, amen, as the scribe, as the New Testament scribe, amen, to pen this gospel, to preserve it so we can have it. Amen, his loyalty and his faithfulness causes him to walk up the plank, walk up the little, amen, the little passageway up on board the ship. That he really knows it's a dangerous thing. There's going to be problems. The preacher's already preached it. Amen. They don't give up. They don't quit. They get on board anyhow. Can somebody shout amen? Amen. You Bible readers know it didn't take them very long. They got out of the port. They got out of the safety of the harbor. They're sailing in the soft wind. Amen. But it didn't take very long for a northeasterly wind to fall upon them. The Bible calls it a Laroclodon. Some say it's a typhoon. Some call it a hurricane. Amen. Whatever it is, it caused much havoc. Amen. And once they got past to where, amen, it was safe. Amen. As soon as they got out on the open sea, amen, this Laroclodon took a hold of them. Amen. Oh, there's so many times that we have control. There's so many times that if we would have made the decision, when we should have made a decision, we would have had a decision to make. Does that make any sense? Amen. I like to make decisions, don't you? Amen. I like to have that opportunity. I might have told you about the young man who got saved. Him and his wife was just poor as Job's turkey. Amen. And there was no decision to be made when they would get ready for church. The man only had one suit of clothes that was suitable to go to church in. Amen. But all the day he remembers, and he wrote about it for me to read it and you to read it. And he remembers the day when, amen, when he called up to his wife and said, "We got to get ready for church. It's time to go to church." And she called back down the stairs, "Things are better now, Sister Kitty," and said, "Honey, which suit do you want to wear?" And he shouted at the bottom of the steps, "Why? Because we like the privilege of making decisions." Woo! Amen. But there comes a time and a point, if we wait too long, amen, other things make the decisions for us. Amen. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Amen. Neglect is a terrible thing. Amen. We just can't sit there with our arms folded. If you've got your arms folded, that's all right. You may be cold. Amen. But spiritually speaking, if your arms are folded, you just can't sit there and go to heaven. You're going to have to make decisions. You're going to have to put forth an effort. Amen. You're going to have some timing. Amen. When the pillar of the cloud moves, you're going to have to decide, "Well, I believe we'll go." When it stops, you're going to have to make that decision, "Well, I believe I'll stop." When it picks up and goes again, you're going to have to go again. Amen. I'm a hurry, and I'm really trying to hurry. Amen. Oh, come on now. Amen. But neglecting things, when you neglect this salvation, there's no escape. Amen. I suppose it's like the man that went to his wife and went to town in a big city far away. And she sent a telegram back to him and told him, said, "I found the bracelet that I was been looking for." Amen. And she said it costs $7,500. Amen. He quickly sent a message back and said, "No! Price too high. Your loving husband." Well, when they sent it back, they forgot to put the little pause between the "no" and the "price too high." And it sounded, when she read it, "No price too high. You're a loving husband." Amen. It'll cost you if you neglect to make a decision. You just can't sit there and get by. It'll cost you. Come on now. These men had their chance to decide. Amen. They had their chance to stay where they ought to have stayed. But they didn't decide in time. And after a while, that opportunity, that privilege to decide to stay, was stripped from them. Amen. You get so far away from God, my friend, and there'll be other forces take over. Amen. You get so far out in sin, there'll be other circumstances, there'll be other forces and spirits start making decisions for you. Come on now. You'll become bound to those things. Those things will get such a hold of you. Can somebody shout amen? Hallelujah. Amen. So they're out on the open water being tossed, and to save about 30 minutes of preaching and to keep from boring you to tears. Amen. They finally get to the place. It's been 14 days and 14 nights. They hadn't seen neither the sun nor the moon nor the stars. Amen. They have thrown everything overboard they can think of, and then some. Amen. They have been discouraged. They've lost all hope that they should be saved. Amen. And then after a while, something worse than being lost on the sea. Amen. Somebody determined, amen, that they had drew near to some country. Amen. The Bible said it was about midnight. Amen. When the 14th night was come, amen, that the shipmen deemed that they had drew near to some country. Amen. It may sound like that would be hopeful until us land livers. Amen. I suppose that we would think that would be just fine, but you just can't just pull your ship in anywhere. Amen. You got to have a place for it to be pulled. Huh? Amen. I mean, I don't believe you can just get saved anytime, to you and anywhere. Amen. I know that, amen, Jim Gillis was said he got saved at the Van Halen rock concert. Amen. But it was the Lord that dealt with him. The Lord made a place for him to get saved. We can only get saved where the Lord deems it necessary. Where the Lord makes us a harbor we can pull our soul into. Amen. And these men deemed that they were getting close to some country. And perhaps in their experienced ear, Brother Jeff Collins, that they could maybe just picture the rocks. It was dark. They couldn't see which way they was headed. Amen. And then maybe somebody could hear the waves crashing and could tell by the way the current was going that they were headed for death. They were headed for certain trouble. Amen. They were knowing they were close, and they would sound and they would find it so many fathoms. Then they'd sound again and they was closer. Then they'd sound again and they was closer. And the Bible said, then fearing lest they should have crashed upon the rocks, they cast four anchors out of the stern, and they wished for the day. Woo! Glory to the Lamb of God. Amen. I don't know where you're at tonight, and I hope I'm helping you. Amen. But there's sometimes in our life, amen, when we have to take journeys that we don't want to go on. Sickness comes in our life. Disappointment, setbacks come in our life. Amen. Our loved ones, amen, who will not respond to the gospel. Different things will cause us, amen, to go on voyages we really don't want to be on. But I want you to remember, friend, right before you crash, amen, we still got some anchors. I said we still got some anchors. Amen. I've seen the church almost go down. Amen. I'm sure in the 20 years, and some of you pillars of the church that have been here 40 years, you've seen dark days, haven't you? You've seen times when you could hear the rocks. Amen. The water are licking up around the rocks. And probably soundings were made, and prophecies, so-called prophecies, were given out. And those who had experience and been around say, we'll never pull out of this. Amen. But don't forget, there's still four anchors. There's still anchors. Help me preach a little while tonight. Amen. Amen. There are anchors. Amen. There's a lot of things have changed about ships. Amen. I suppose. Amen. But one thing that I've read about, that the anchors are about the same as they've always been. Amen. Every ship has one. No matter how powerful its engines are, no matter how modern its navigational system is, amen, every ship has an anchor. Woo! Glory to God. Something that'll stop us. And we're all the time talking about going forward, aren't we? But sometimes we need a break. Sometimes we need an emergency break to be applied. Woo! Right before we crash. Amen. Right before we go so far under. Amen. We need a break like Peter cried out and said, help me, Lord. And right before he went completely under, amen, Jesus latched on his hand and pulled him up. And they walked on the water to go back to the ship. Amen. I feel the Holy Ghost, Brother Mark Parker. Amen. Just like you was a feeling it a while ago. Amen. Right before we go under, don't forget, my friend, you may hear doom and gloom up ahead, but there's still four anchors. Woo! I said there's still four anchors. It may be dark in your soul right now, and your experience may be dark, and you may not see no hope. You may not have seen hope for a long time, but there's still four anchors that we can throw out of the stern. Amen. And wish for better times. Stay there until and wish for a revival. Amen. Wish for another move of God. Amen. Wish for an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Can somebody shout amen? Hallelujah. Amen. I know it's late. Amen. But it's probably later than we think. That's the reason why those four anchors that are in the stern are handy. They're the handiest when it's later than you think. They didn't know how close they were, really. They didn't know exactly how fast and how long it'd take for them to get there. There's no need sometimes of throwing them frontal anchors out. Would it be the bow? Some of you that would know better. Would it be anchors in the bow? Amen. For if you threw the anchors out of the bow, by the time they caught hold, and the ship would have to make a turn, you see. Amen. By the time that pulled tight and the anchors caught hold, you may be already shipwrecked. But there was anchors in the stern. That's the ones they threw out. And the current is pushing. The wind is a-blowing. The rain is a-pouring down. Amen. The wind is a-hissing around. Amen. The waves are a-crashing, and men are fearful of their very lives. And they threw four anchors out of the stern. And I could hear, almost hear, amen, like tuning up a guitar string, Jeff Collins. I can almost hear as that number one anchor would catch hold of something, and that rope would get tight. And you could almost hear it singing in the wind. Amen. As the pitch got higher, as the tension got higher and higher, then I could see them throw out another anchor. Amen. And I could almost hear it again, tuning up like as it would be a guitar string. And as it would, the pitch would go higher. And they'd throw out the third and then the fourth. Amen. With similar things are happening. And I could almost see the stern of that ship, amen, kneel down into that water for the pressure that was on it. I could almost see the bow raise up into the heavens. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. It looks like a dangerous thing to be in. It don't look like this is getting any help at all. Amen. We ain't going to be no comfortable here. No. Amen. But they threw it out. Four anchors out of the stern. And they wished for the day. Woo! Come on now. Amen. Amen. Some iron worker in Damascus had forged that iron and made an anchor. But he had done his job well. Amen. It had caught into the rocks or the sand in the bottom of the ocean there. Amen. And held fast. Some rope maker of Syracuse, amen, had weaved that rope and done a very conscientious
job. Amen. Come on now. Never knowing, amen, where it would be used. Let me preach a little while. Do you know every time we come to the church? Amen. You know every time that we, amen, that we testify, every time we sing a song, every morning when we get up, it's important for us to do our best. For we never know when somebody's gonna be looking through a songbook. I mean a phone book, excuse me. Amen. Been wanting help and needing help. Amen. That iron worker from Damascus, that rope weaver from Syracuse. Amen. They didn't know where their wares would end up. Amen. But they done a conscientious job. Amen. Whatsoever your hands find to do, do it with all your might. And they done well. And you know what, my friend? The mask was gone. The rigging was gone. Woo! Hallelujah. All hope was gone. But the anchors held. I said the anchors held. Would you lift your hand to heaven and praise the Lord? Hallelujah. 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 I'd like to submit to you four anchors. The church, the home, the word, prayer. Huh? Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. As Jesus went as a young man, as the custom was, he went to the synagogue. Amen. Are you hearing me? David would say, as y'all know, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Amen. When Peter, amen, got out of jail, he went to John Mark's house where they was having church. Oh, one of the greatest anchors, amen, that we could ever have to our soul, amen, is the church. I know other folks, there's been folks that's got saved in their homes, and Brother Tim Phillips got the baptism of the Holy Ghost in a Volkswagen. He been going down the road, and they both stopped and took off running back up the road, speaking in other tongues. Amen. I'm glad for folks wherever they get the blessing. Amen. But all the anchor is still at the church. Hallelujah. Amen. I mean, we can worship the Lord in a cornfield, can't we? Amen. But oh, there's something about coming to the house of God. There's something about getting ready and putting on your best clothes. Amen. And washing your face and combing your hair. Come and preach a little while. Amen. And coming to church. Amen. As Brother Collins would preach. Amen. After his untimely death. Amen. Of Brother Collins Sr. Amen. He just said he left the safety chain unhooked. Amen. Oh, that's the reason why so many are shipwrecked tonight. Amen. They've thrown, amen, away the anchor called the church. Amen. When people get in trouble, seem like that the first thing they do is what they ought not to do. They stop coming to church. When people get discouraged, seem like the first thing that they do and they ought not to do, amen, is stop attending the house of God. They start laying out. But my friend, it's one of the anchors, amen, that when the storm really gets raging, amen, and when we're about ready to wreck, amen, the church is one of the anchors, amen, that'll dig in, amen, and hold us, amen, while we wait on a better day, while we wait for the clouds to part and the rain to quit and the wind to cease, amen, while we wait for revival, amen, the anchors is one of those, amen, the church is one of those anchors, amen, that'll hold fast and sure. Can you shout amen? Let me go on. Amen. The home. Hallelujah. Jesus went to Jericho, I believe it was. And there's a fellow by the name of Zacchaeus climbed up a tree. I'm a hurrying. When he got up that tree, Jesus came by and looked right up at him. He said, Zacchaeus, make haste, come down out of that tree, for I must abide at thy home. Hallelujah. Sometimes we have weak churches because we have weak homes. He didn't give him an option. He said, I must abide at thy home. Huh? Praise the Lamb of God. Huh? Amen. I mean, if the only praying I did it was at the church, I wouldn't get to church, probably. I'd done been wrecked a long time ago. If the only reading that I get is when the preacher gets up and reads his text, I wouldn't be very strong. Matter of fact, I'd get so weak. Hey, man, help me preach this a little while longer. But it's the home, my friend. And not only the home as far as our prayer life, amen, as far as our reading time, amen, as far as our devotional time at home, amen, but you know, just every home ain't a home. Amen. There's a lot of folks who say, you know, there's a lot of talk about a dysfunctional home and, you know, an ordinary home. Amen. But God had a way that he would deem it to be a home. Help me preach a little while. And I know that there's circumstances where husbands are gone, husbands are, amen, have left, or husbands have died, whatever. And I know there's circumstances where one of the spouses may be out. I don't know. Amen. But God ordained it to be a husband and a wife. Haven't they preached a little while? Amen. In God's economy, He ordained for the man to be the head of the house. Amen. And that he should love his wife as Christ loved the church. Amen. Not only this, but He also ordained that the women, amen, should obey their own husband. Boy, you're going to love me now. Amen. The Bible speaks that the women are to be chaste, discreet, keepers at home. Help me preach. Amen. I mentioned that in one church, and the pastor said, amen, he had a circumstance, and he said, I know. He said, amen, I'm glad that the Bible says that the women are to be keepers of the home. He said, because if my wife didn't work, we couldn't keep our home. I said, brother, it didn't say keeper of the home. It said the keeper at home. Amen. Amen. Especially if you have children. Amen. You're doing an injustice to them, mother. Amen. If you're out working. Amen.
I once was young, but I'm older now, and there has been beauty these eyes have seen. It was in the night that I faced the storms of my life, and that's when God proved His love to me. And the anchor holds, though the ship is battered. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn. And I have fallen on my knees, and I've sailed the raging seas. The anchor holds in spite of the storm. I've had visions, and I've had dreams. I've even held them in my hands. But I never knew my dreams would slip right through, like they were only grains of sand. And the anchor holds.
Let's obey the Lord tonight. You believe the anchor really holds? Oh, the ship may be battered. Sails may be torn. But praise God, they that abide in the ship, Paul said, will be saved. I believe we'll make it, don't you? I believe some way, somehow, God's going to see us through. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory to God.
I've had visions, and I've had dreams. I've even held them in my hand. But I never knew dreams could slip right through, like they were only grains of sand. And the anchor holds, though the ship is battered. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn. And I have fallen on my knees, and I sail the raging seas, the anchor holds in spite of the storm. I once was young, but I'm older now, and there has been beauty these eyes have seen. But it was in the night that I faced the storms of my life, and that's when God proved His love to me, and the anchor holds. Though the ship is battered, the anchor holds. Though the sails are torn, and I have fallen on my knees, and I've sailed the raging seas, the anchor holds. Of the storm. I once was young, but I'm older now, and there has been beauty these eyes have seen. But it was in the night that I faced the storms of my life, and that's when God proved His love to me, and the anchor holds. Though the ship is battered, the anchor holds. Though the sails, and I have fallen on my knees, and I've sailed the raging seas, the anchor holds in spite of the storm.
Altars open tonight if you need something from the Lord.